This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
Keith, how are you, man?
Yeah, I'm doing well, man. Thanks for having me on the show.
No doubt about it. Now, we spoke right before the series started, and we knew that a lot of this came down to the health of Embiid. We saw him go down on Saturday night with the knee. We saw him nursing the knee on the bench yesterday, look lame at the end of the game. And then we also saw some things with his eye, holding his head down in the glasses. What's the latest on his health, if there is any update?
Yeah, I mean, the thing about the health, like, you know, I think he got scratched in the eye, and I think, you know, that's impacting him right now. And that's, you know, why he's wearing the glasses and everything like that. In regards to the knee, you know, at one point I was thinking he was around 80%, 90%. I mean, the way that he moves in the second half, it leads you to believe that it's worse or it gets worse, you know, as the game goes on with the grind, you know, the wear and tear, the grinding. And if you look at his stats in the first two playoff games, he goes on a decline in the second half. So, you know what I mean? I think that, you know, he's good enough to play. He's not playing close to his capability. But the problem is when he doesn't play, they lose a lot. They lose a lot. So, you know, it's one of those things where you don't want him out there to get injured, but and you hope everything works out well. But at the same time, if you want to win, you don't want him on the bench cheering. You know what I mean? It's a crazy situation.
You certainly don't. Keith Pompey is here with us from the Philadelphia Inquirer. We heard earlier in the day that Maxey was potentially out with an illness. Didn't look ill on the court last night as he went out there and dropped 35 points. Nothing to think about going forward, huh? I guess he got pumped full of some fluids and he was fine. Nothing to think about into the future, right?
Yeah, he got pumped. He was pumped with the fluids. And, you know, the thing about it is, if this was a regular season game, let's say a regular season game in December or something like that, yeah, he wouldn't play. January, he wouldn't play. But with his team down 0-1 in the first round of the playoffs against the Knicks, he had to play, and he knew it. And the thing about it is, when you talk to him, you can tell that he had a cold, right? But he wasn't kind of like, when you looked at him, you heard it in his voice, but you didn't see it. Like, he wouldn't look like somebody that was fatigued or anything like that. He just, you know, he just seemed like he had a cough.
So, Keith, we know he had the turnover at the end of the game that led to the multiple chances with the DiVincenzo three. Nick Nurse made it very clear he was attempting to call a timeout. Did we get any word? Did the Sixers get any type of word as to whether or not he should have been granted a timeout? Embiid also made reference to the two-minute report. Did we get anything?
Yeah, the two-minute report made a thing that the officials got some stuff wrong, you know, in there. You know, I was actually looking at it, you know, before I got on the phone, you know, with you. So, yeah, the two-minute report, you know, it picked up a lot of things, you know, that were wrong. But I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not a big fan with the 2-minute report, because if you look at it, it's always something, right? And you know, when you look at that video, you know, it was really subjective to when, you know, Nick Nurse called the timeout. And what I mean by that is, like, the first one that he had, it was kind of like at first he had his hands, like, with the T, and then he took it down a little bit. And then in the second one, I think when he turned his back to call the timeout, at that particular point, Maxie had already lost the ball. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like it's one of those bang-bang plays. And but to me, the reason why they lost the game was because, you know, they didn't guard three-point shooters, nor did they box out. And that led to that, the center getting the putback, getting the grab and the offensive rebound, Arkenstein, and passing it to Dante DiVincenzo. So, you know, we can go and we can go debate this until, you know, people are blue in the face. But the facts remain is you got to help yourself, too, by boxing out and guarding three-point shooters.
Keith Pompey is here with us from the Philadelphia Inquirer. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network, coast to coast. What did the Sixers hope to get from filing a grievance that they haven't been officiated fairly? Is this kind of just pushing the envelope? They couldn't expect anything from this, right? They're just making a fuss to pay attention for the next game.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, I mean, the game was already decided, right? The officials, you know, at that point, it was, 50 minutes after the game. The officials had already left the building, and most likely, right? So, I mean, they're not going to bring them back. They're not going to do anything. It's just a matter of, like, look, you know, we feel as if we're not getting a fair shake. You know, we feel like there could be a little bit of bias or something like that. You know, so I feel like that's what it was. Let's put it in a look. And then also I looked at it as, you know, right then and there, you have Nick Nurse saying what he said. You have Joel Embiid saying what they said. And I feel like the team wanted to also give them support. It's kind of like, all right, don't worry about this. We'll take care of it, right? We're going to take it out of your hands, and we're going to address the situation. But, yeah, that's more or less for game three. You know, they're coming to Philadelphia, and they want to make sure that they're going to get, you know, some nice calls and make sure that the officials pay attention to things and call the game, you know, closer than they were in games one and two.
No, Keith, you mentioned game three going to be in Philadelphia on Thursday evening. What's going to be different? And has your outlook changed any different? Like, what do you think about the way the rest of this series is going to look?
You know, it's weird. Like, typically when in playoff series, like in anything, they say role players tend to play better at home, right? So when we look at you know, we look at the Knicks role players. You say a guy like a Deuce McBride, you know, who had a phenomenal game in game one. He didn't shoot the ball as particularly well in game two, but he did some hustle play things. So then you look at a guy like Buddy Hield, right? You look at a guy like Kelly Oubre. I think that they could be guys, because they're going to have the crowd at their back cheering and doing stuff like that, that whereas they could ride the crowd and give them momentum, just like Deuce McBride got momentum when he was in the Garden, right? So that could happen. You know, the thing about it is, I think that another thing is, I think the Sixers have to put four quarters together. They really do, you know, because this past game, you know, they were up until those last 5 minutes, they were doing everything that you wanted them to do. You know, they played great defense against Jalen Brunson, right? They were like even in regards to offensive rebounds. They were keeping the Knicks off the board, so to speak. And then all of a sudden, within those last couple minutes, and especially down the stretch, it was as if they forgot how to block out again. It was as if they forgot how to guard Jalen, because Jalen, people forget, DiVincenzo had a big three, but Jalen is the one that started it with his three-pointer. So to me, it's like the Sixers have to learn how to play a complete game. And hopefully for them, they can do that on Thursday.
Do you think that everybody got a chance until it's done? Would you favor the Sixers to bounce back and win this series, or do you think they're cooked?
You know what? I don't know. This is one of the bizarre theories. Like, do you think, like, when you look at Joel Embiid and you see how Joel Embiid is moving, you have to say that you think that New York is going to win this series, right?
Right.
You have to say that. But when you look at this series, these were two games that the Sixers were in. But also they lost these games, and Brunson basically struggled, right? So I do believe that the New York Knicks are going to win the series, right? But I do think that when you're up 2-0 and you come in with a little bit of confidence, you know, I know you're riding high, you're doing this, you're doing that, and when you get into Philly, it's going to be a raucous crowd. You know what I mean? And they know all the chants that they said about Joel and Paul Reed, you know, the expletive Joel Embiid. So my thing is, I think that the big key is going to be how are the Knicks going to be able to weather the storm? Because I think the storm is coming. It's just going to be how can they weather it? And if they can throw some haymakers and some uppercuts, I think they'll be good. If not, I think the Sixers are going to win this one, game three, and then we'll have to reevaluate moving forward.
Well, Keith Pompey is here with us from the Philadelphia Inquirer. We heard the comments from Joel Embiid after the game, said we're the better team, we're going to come out and win this. In Philadelphia, could those words come like the back bite him in the backside?
You know what? I don't know. I don't think so. You don't want to know? I want to know why. Because if you think about it now, I remember back in the day, that was like taboo to say, like, you don't say that. And whenever someone said it, like when Joe Namath said that and he did it, everybody's like, oh, Broadway Joe, Broadway Joe. Now you got third string, like, power forward and everybody's saying it, right? So it's kind of like, it's one of those things, if you come back and you say, well, it's tough, I hope we get them, then people are looking at you like you don't have any confidence. So to me, when I hear that, yes, it's good to talk about, you know what I mean? It's good to write about, but at the same time, it's like, he's just another dude saying, we're going to come back and win. You know what
okay.
I mean?
Okay. Well, listen, with his health, with his injury history, I don't know if I'd be confident enough to say anything about playing, but hey, to each his own, Keith.
Yeah, true.
Well, appreciate you. Thank you again. Where can people follow you and your work throughout the rest of this series?
Yeah, you can follow me and my work. You can follow my work in the Philadelphia Inquirer, inquirer.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Pompey16er, the same for Instagram. And you can listen to my podcast, Locked On 76.
Hey, well, Keith, thank you again for taking the time to hop on. And we'll certainly see what these Sixers do at minimum over the next two games. I know they want to push it to seven. So thank you so much for taking the time.
Man, thanks for having me. I really appreciate you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.